What's interesting is that being a pastor the last 30 years, I thought that I was going to be battling the non-Christian world in terms of this divorce thing, but I'm finding out that Christian divorce is dissolving, Christian marriages are dissolving as faster than the people outside the church. And one of the reasons I thought, well, maybe the strongest reason that Christian women are leaving Christian men might be because they're having affairs. Maybe it's sexual problems. Maybe it's financial challenges in their marriage. Maybe it would be their children. But that wasn't the reason. I can guarantee you right now that 8 out of 10 of every marriage in my church I've seen dissolve has come for the same reason. And that is, my husband will not or doesn't know how to be the spiritual leader in my house. They think that going to church and praying over our food at a meal and believing simply, you know, reading God's word will be enough. And it's not that sometimes we don't do it on purpose. Sometimes I'm finding out in our men's ministry, we've never been taught. I don't even know how. I think being a spiritual leader is not beating the kids in public, you know. I don't know any different. So what happens with these ladies is that when they've got this husband that by God's design, she's leaning on us to be that spiritual leader in our house, that visionary leader. And when we abdicate it because we either don't know how or we're not interested, it forces her to take on not only her role in the marriage and in the home, but part of ours too. And so we end up with this person who was not created to be the front line, take the bullet kind of person, make the tough decisions person. We force this incredible woman to fulfill her role and part of ours. And I'm finding, man, I got this woman's face in my head right now. She was married to an incredible young man, but he was just a wallflower in that marriage. Scott was his name, still is. I think she had a few other names for him, but he went by Scott. Man, a great guy, tender heart. But he grew up in a house where his family wasn't, his dad wasn't engaged in God's work and anything. And Scott just learned that being the spiritual leader meant you drug your family to church every 7 days. And you quit dipping on that day in front of her. And I learned real quickly watching Gina, the ex-wife, show me a frustrated, overbearing wife in a marriage. And I'll show you a woman who is trying to be both the nurturer and the spiritual leader all at the same time. And it's bringing a level of frustration that only very few women will tolerate for very long. See, this true spiritual leader is a man who engages God's vision for himself and for his marriage and family, and intentionally leads them in that direction. Let me say that again. It's going to church, yeah, and it's reading God's word, and it's praying over food, and it's having devotions with your kids and spending time with your family members. But the one thing that was missing in all of these marriages, if I lined 100 of them up in every one of them that ended in divorce, here was the one common thread that wove through all of them. There was no vision in that family for the man, for his marriage, based on God's vision for them. There was nothing. And so they were just plodding through their days until somebody tried to step in and lead, and it wasn't him. This visionary man. This is a kind of leadership that requires a unique connection and a focus on the Holy Spirit and God's personal vision for us as a man.